This is a CBC podcast.
Hello, this is the Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. I am Mr. Orlando, the store manager.
And I'm Gary the Meownicorn. I'm the store meow assistant.
The what?
The store meow assistant. It's like a normal store assistant, but kitty-fied. Well, you know what? I think the store could be cuter and cuddlier, and it should start with more kitties.
Why don't we start with checking the answering machine?
Meow, okay.
Mm-hmm. We'd like a story about a half cheetah, half mermaid, and a half cat, half mermaid.
Wow! What a great story idea! Meowzik to my ears!
Oh, boy. Okay, here come all the cat puns, dear listeners. Our story today is called The Mer-Fur Friendship Fiasco. Gary, if you would. Gary?
Pardon me.
Deep in the ocean, there lies another ocean, a sea under the sea. And at the bottom of that sea, if you dive deep, you might see the great Mer-Fur Civilization, a society of half-fish, half felines.
Wow.
The Mer-Furs were gathering on what was their most special of days, a peaceful, friendly gathering where...
Yeah, you know what? Listen here, Tina Tabby Fish. I'm gonna win this thing. That prize is mine.
The only thing that's going to be yours, Benny Barrett Cheetah, is the bitter taste of losing.
Okay, maybe not peaceful or friendly.
The great shark tiger is going to choose me to go explore the big sky sea. Me, this Mer-Fur right here.
yeah, no way.
Yes way.
No, there's no possible
yes way.
Are you kidding?
It's
he's gonna
very
pick
obviously
me. Why would
yes
he pick
way
you?
Ahem. Every 30 years, the great shark tiger, the oldest and wisest of the Mer-Furs, chose someone to explore the sea above their sea, which they called the sky sea.
My seaweed sewing talent will blow the great shark tiger away.
Seaweed sewing? Yeah, right. I'll swim circles around your seaweed. I'm the fastest Mer-Fur there is. Benny Barrett Cheetah is gonna be the talk of the furball, eh?
The furball?
Furball! That's priceless.
The furball is the great Mer-Fur talent show, where the Mer-Furs show the great shark tiger their best skills, hoping to be chosen. But for these two, it wasn't just a competition or a chance to be chosen. It was personal.
Tina, I can't believe you would ever cover the racetrack with sea cow butter. That was so slippery.
Well, you should believe it. You're the one who covered my seaweed in oil. I can't tie knots with greasy seaweed.
You're such a remora ocelot.
How dare you? I'm nothing like that outcast Mer-Fur.
What? Of course
no,
you are, because you know what?
You know what?
You're just
like
as awful
sea cow butter
as
I'm
that
gonna
guy.
On...
Such a shame to watch our children fighting like this. They used to be the best of friends.
It's true. They used to be such cute kittens playing with balls of kelp together. But now the fur ball is tearing them apart.
Ah, that's clawful.
It really is, Gary. But it was time for the fur ball, and it was time for Benny and Tina to do their thing. The great shark tiger appeared and spoke to the Mer-Furs.
My fellow Mer-Furs, it's time to pick someone to explore the sky sea. Show us your skills and your talents. Let's see what you can do.
Benny led off with some of his speedy swimming. He swam home and back in the blink of an eye, multiple times bringing back snacks for the great shark tiger. He did laps so quickly he created whirlpools. He swam back and forth so quickly there were two of him.
Yeah, nobody can catch up with me.
Then came Tina. She laid out some seaweed, and in a flash, she made sweaters for everyone in attendance, a hat for a baby tuna leopard, and a scarf for the great shark tiger.
Useful, helpful, quick. My skills are top-notch.
And then, that was it.
There are usually more performances at the fur ball. Where is everybody?
Benny and Tina looked around, astonished to find that while they were arguing, everyone else who was competing had disappeared.
Whoa, slow down. What's going on here?
Something is wrong.
You got that right.
Another Murfer swam in, and those in attendance gasped as they looked at him.
Remora Ocelot, the mystery Murfer.
No, 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 he can't be here. He was banished by the great Shark Tiger.
Great Schmate, that old Murfer has refused to pick me to go to the Sky Sea for 400 years. So I'm taking things into my own fins. I've taken the other competitors, and I'm gonna go to the Sky Sea, whether you like it or not.
Oh no, what a catastrophe!
Really, really scary, right? The other Murfers were terrified of Remora Ocelot. They were screaming and trying to swim away and were otherwise all in a tizzy. Even the great Shark Tiger was swimming upstream on this one.
You scoundrel! This is the worst of your crimes! Nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Murfer society! I don't know what to do!
But Benny and Tina knew what to do.
Just give me what I want, you old catfish!
Benny, I have a plan, but I need a bunch of seaweed to do it. You're the fastest Murfer. I need your help.
I'm way ahead of you, Tina.
He dumped a pile of seaweed at her fins. Tina set to work, and before you could say, "Someone needs to change the litter box," she had made a huge seaweed rope.
Take the rope, Benny. You know what to do.
Benny took the rope. He swam as fast as he could over to Remora Ocelot. Swimming around him in a blur of bubbles and seaweed, Benny wrapped the rope around the mischievous Murfer.
What? No. No! No!
Deal with it.
Together, Benny and Tina had caught Remora Ocelot. They made him return the other competitors and saved everyone. The Murfers all cheered for them.
One moment, please. Now, there have been some unexpected turns today, but I do believe that I have come to a decision. I shall now announce which Murfer shall explore the Sky Sea.
You know what? If it wasn't for your seaweed tying skills, we wouldn't have been able to catch Remora Ocelot. The great Shark Tiger should pick you, Tina.
My seaweed rope would have been useless without you to swim and trap him with it. You deserve to go explore the Sky Sea.
You know what? I'm so sorry I was mean to you before.
Me too. No matter who gets picked, we're friends forever.
Today has been a day of firsts. Let's add another first to that list. For the first time, two Murfers shall be chosen. Benny and Tina. You have demonstrated how powerful teamwork can be. So you two, together, shall explore the Sky Sea.
Oh, my goodness!
Right.
Oh, we did it!
And so Benny Barracuda and Tina Tabbyfish, friends again, became the first Murfer pair to head out into the Sky Sea. The Murfers don't know what exists in the sea above the sea, but they knew that together they would be able to handle whatever they found. The end.
Aw, what a sweet story. Friendship saves the day.
Yeah. Say, if you would like to order a story from the Story Store, you can call us at 1-888-413-2781, toll free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca.
You know what, Mr. Orlando? If I'm the store meow assistant, then I guess that makes you the store meownager.
How unfortunate.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.